Yes. And I didn't stay married too long. I had my first child, and I remember wanting to, we were extremely poor. We were living in a place in New Jersey where people didn't even say the name of the town because then they'd know you didn't have money. You just say just over the George Washington Bridge to the left. And I remember I remember watching something on television that night. I was a single parent. I had no money. I could never go anywhere. And I remember she was really little. I think she was about a year and a half or 2 years old. And we saw this group that had an organization that helped kids in the welfare hotels. And I wanted to help them. I decided that would be something really beautiful to do. And the director was stunning. And that didn't hurt. So I went into them the next day and I interviewed with them. And he said, really, what we need is money. So I ended up going to a radio show, WNEW, the radio station. And they had their PR man. And I told him all about these kids in welfare hotels that are the children of the homeless and all the things they don't have and what they deal with addicted parents. And went into the whole thing. And he said, let me think about this. And 2 weeks later, he calls me up and invites me to meet him somewhere. And it was Ron Delsner's office. And Ron Delsner looks at me and goes, all right, kid, so you want to do something for the children of the homeless. How would you like Duran Duran and Lou Reed to do a concert for you at the Beacon Theater and you guys get all the proceeds? I was like, fundraising was good, you know? And that's really when I made the commitment to.
Just for the record, tell the NEA audience who Ron Delsner was.
Ron Delsner is.
Is.
Ron
But
Delsner
then he
is.
really was.
Yes. Ron Delsner was the concert king. And I don't know, was it the Schaefer festivals? What was he most famous for?
Can't remember which beer.
He had everyone. I mean, he would go to David Bowie's house all the time. He knew everyone. He was the concert king. You know, he was
Big
like the
concerts
George
in
Wein
Central
of what
Park.
George Wein is to jazz. Yes, Ron Delsner was to rock and roll. And there I went, and there was Lou Reed singing Take a Walk on the Wild Side. And I had just lived it in the village. You know, this was pretty amazing stuff. And I was just in love with this part of the business. I loved the fact that you could make a plea to someone, they would give you money, and then you'd be able to help the people who you know were really suffering. That felt good. So that's how it started. And then I opened up my own little charity because this organization was doing wonderful things for like 400 kids in a big hotel. And the things I wanted to do was not en masse. I really wanted to do, and I still believe that it's the small individual things that make a difference. So a partner and I, her name was Carol Ann Ross, we took on this little welfare hotel with 30 kids. And it was probably the most rewarding thing I had ever done at that point, you know, beside parenting. It was very profound. It was heart-wrenching. You would see kids who would have to, they'd little 7-year-olds skipping rope outside of a welfare hotel 11 o'clock at night because mom was prostituting in the park. And she couldn't take the kid with her, and they don't let you back in the hotel room at a welfare hotel unless you're with your parent. So the kid would just be outside, you know, at 11 at night alone. So we took these kids on outings. We would form these incredible human chains through the street. You know, we had a couple of volunteers, and after it, unfortunately, I never had a salary for this, but you couldn't not do it anyway. I remember I owed my life to MasterCard at the time, and I would order food for the kids. Sometimes their parents wouldn't come home. One family in particular, four brothers and sisters, the boy was the oldest was 11, and they were warming up hot dogs under a faucet, under the hot water faucet. And I said, jump the turnstile, come on up to 96th Street. I was living there at the time. And because of MasterCard, I ordered Chinese food and we all ate pretty good. And I just, you know, remember a lot of moments like that. It
So by
was
now you'd moved back from just south of the George Washington Bridge to the Upper West Side, across the river.
Right.
And where was the welfare hotel that you
It was on 31st Street.
Where a lot of them were at that time.
Yeah.
We're talking now, what, late 80s?
I think so, yes. Almost 90.
Around 1990.
That's right.
And that would be, and then you, now, are is what you're referring to the organization Children of Substance?
No.
Or this is what leads up to
this
that?
This leads up to that.
Well, let's go.
So
there.
Then the welfare hotels, the city cracked down and realized that it was all some kind of contracting underground nightmare. And there were, you know, payoffs going on all over the place because the city was giving these welfare hotel owners $2,000 a month per room for people to live without cooking facilities, without your own bathroom. Kids would have to go to the front desk and ask for they'd have to ask for toilet paper to use the bathroom. How demeaning. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the motivating factor in why I wanted to do this, was because I wanted them to see another side of life, that this was not all you are being offered, that the world is a lot bigger than this, and this is not what I want you to expect out of life. So we take them to the opera, to the ballet. Peter Martins at New York City Ballet gave us free tickets to Nutcracker, and the girls, the ballerinas, would meet them between, you know, before the show and give them toe shoes. Even the boys would put the toe shoes on. It was like a very, it was a very moving experience. I remember once asking them, what did they want to do? You know, I said, I know. That's what it is. They came to me and they said, you know, I know we're always doing this opera stuff and this ballet stuff, but you know, could we do stuff like that, you know, that we really want to do? And I was like, sure, what would that be? And they wanted to go see like Halloween 4, you know? And so I had to go take them to see, which I'm completely unable to see things like that. I'm a true empath. Yeah. I feel everything I see. We're here. I can't watch the news for that reason.
Oh.
And it was, I had my feet up on the seat and my eyes closed the whole time. And they thought it was hysterical. We had the best time. Mm. The best time.
May I just ask, sure. So these things didn't just happen by themselves. They happened because people, probably you, were pitching people to contribute.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And of your cause. How would you describe your... I don't want to use the word style because that sounds kind of, that sounds cynical. But how would you, give me, you know, how would you approach Peter Martins about this? Or what would you say to the guy at WNEW? How would you present your case? I mean, a lot of people, not everybody just, you know, people's hearts don't just melt and they go give away things. They have to be convinced.
Oh, I disagree.
Okay.
I think people are innately good. And, you know, if you're going to live in this world, how wonderful is it to create, at least in your corner of it, a place where everyone is good. And that's what you get when you do this kind of work. Because the people who you are grateful for feel so purposeful, and they feel so wonderful knowing they're making these huge changes, even if they're simple ones, they're profound. Then the people you help are so much happier. You know, so you're living in this, it might be semi-artificial, but at least my corner of the world is always pretty beautiful. And I think just when you do something and there is good in it and you're really helping who you say you're helping, how can people turn you down? You know, if I think it just sounds like the right thing to do. And I think it's not that I have any technique or style. I think I just say what is, and the universe gives back, you know?
Well, I'd say that's a pretty powerful technique.
We're all connected.
So to speak.